Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we travel our first journey together. Today is April the 8th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 4 to 6. God is more interested in us than in what we do. We read in 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 11 to 14 like this. Then the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, "Concerning this temple which you are building, if you walk in my statutes, execute my judgments, keep all my commandments, and walk in them, then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to your father David. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel." So Solomon built the temple and finished it. God gave King Solomon everything in abundance, more than anyone could ever imagine. Solomon had wisdom surpassing everyone on the earth during his time, exceedingly great understanding, largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore, the ability to speak 3,000 proverbs and write 1,005 songs, and rest from his enemies as God promised him earlier. He also had food and provisions in abundance, along with numerous horses and chariots for his personal use. As a token of gratitude for all the blessings that he had received from God, Solomon decided to build a temple for God with the help of his neighbor Hiram, the king of Tyre, and a large labor force to work on his building project. In 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 11, we read that the word of the Lord came to Solomon, probably through a prophet. God acknowledged Solomon's effort in building his temple, thus confirming the promise made to his father David. However, more than the work of Solomon, God spoke about his personal lifestyle. God wanted Solomon to walk in his statutes, execute his judgments, keep all his commandments, and walk in them. Then only God would perform his word with him, dwell among the children of Israel, and not forsake them. The dwelling of God among the children of Israel refers to those symbols of his presence in the temple, which were the visible tokens of his spiritual relation to that people. There was an underlying warning in this message as well, against the pride and presumption of supposing that after building such a magnificent temple, Solomon would always enjoy the presence and favor of God. God plainly let Solomon know that all his efforts for building the temple, God would neither excuse him from obedience to the law of God, nor shelter him from God's judgments in case of disobedience. What is the object lesson for us from God's message to Solomon? God is more interested in us than in what we do for him. Every day, we should be more concerned regarding our personal relationship with God. Try to know his will for us by reading and meditating his word, and walk with him daily, pleasing him in all that we say and do. When we persevere in our walk with God, we will receive the rich reward that God has promised for us. May our life statement reflect that of the great Apostle Paul, that he says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing."